From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama is on a two-day visit to the Gulf Coast region, meeting with local officials to discuss the oil leak there. Speaking at a Coast Guard station in Mississippi, the president said there are still problems with damage claims from the massive spill. And later, during a stopover in Theodore, Alabama, Mr. Obama challenged those who've been critical of the government's response.
Over 27,000 personnel are working to safeguard our coasts and protect endangered wildlife. More than 5,400 skimmers, tugs, barges, and other vessels, some of which you saw as we came into this facility, are currently responding to the spill.
The president has demanded the oil company establish an independent multi-billion-dollar compensation fund for people and companies damaged by the oil spill, something the White House says BP appears willing to do. The president is meeting later this week with representatives from BP. The Obama administration is warning more than a dozen states of possible sanctions for failing to do enough to fight human trafficking. The U.S. is also looking inward to tackle that problem, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
As she unveiled the State Department's annual report on human trafficking, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said for the first time it includes a chapter on the United States.
In some cases, foreign workers, drawn by the hope of a better life in America, are trapped by abusive employers. And there are Americans, unfortunately, who are held in sexual slavery.
While the report recognizes the problem here, the U.S. was given a high ranking for meeting minimum standards for dealing with human trafficking. 13 nations were put on notice that they could face penalties unless they improve their record. They include Iran, North Korea, Cuba, Sudan, Eritrea, and Myanmar. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
There is a growing humanitarian crisis in Central Asia as thousands of minority Uzbeks are fleeing violence in southern Kyrgyzstan and trying to cross the border into Uzbekistan. The U.S. and Russia, which both have military bases in the region, have been preparing humanitarian airlifts. NPR's David Green has details.
The refugees amassing at the border are mainly women, children, and the elderly. And Uzbekistan's government says there are plenty of gunshot wounds, suffered in an eruption of ethnic violence that began Thursday. Ethnic Kyrgyz and minority Uzbeks have a history of tension, and both sides blame each other for igniting this violence. Whoever's responsible, mobs of Kyrgyz men appear to be systematically targeting Uzbek neighborhoods in cities like Osh and Jalalabad. There may also be a political element to this fighting. Kyrgyzstan's former president, Kurmanbek Bakiyev, was thrown out of power in April, and he had support among Kyrgyz residents in the south. The Uzbek community was seen as supporting the fragile interim government that's taken over. While the border is a place of chaos, some of the cities in the south have become more calm, only because so many residents have fled. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.
You're listening to NPR News in Washington. A pilot strike at Spirit Airlines is in its third day, grounding flights and stranding passengers in airports across the East Coast. But Kenny Malone of member station WLRN in Miami explains it's the airports in South Florida that are suffering the most.
South Florida-based Spirit Airlines accounts for more than 40% of all international travel at the Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport. Shutting down Spirit, says airport spokesman Gregory Myers, shuts down a huge pipeline of local revenue.
You know, every passenger that doesn't go through that airport, we lose a sale in parking, we lose a sale with a cup of coffee or a meal that they might have or anything else along the way. So there'll be a significant impact down the road.
Spirit has canceled flights for Tuesday with no official word on when negotiations will resume. The nation's last major airstrike was in 2005 when Northwestern pilots walked for more than a year before an agreement was struck. About 440 Spirit pilots walked off the job last Saturday after more than 3 years of negotiations. The pilots claimed they make 40% less than those at similar airlines. For NPR News, I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.
More drug-related violence in Mexico today, where federal police say there were 10 of their officers were killed in an attack near a high school in western Mexico. According to the Public Safety Department, police officers came under fire from a gang near a vocational high school, with a number of people also wounded in the attack. Police and soldiers at last word were carrying out a search for the gunman believed responsible. Searchers in Arkansas say they've recovered the 20th victim of a flash flood last week that tore through a remote area, sweeping campers to their deaths and tossing trailers and tents like toys. Initially, dozens more people were feared missing. After at one point trending higher, stocks finished the trading session mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 20 points. The Nasdaq gained a fraction today. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.